When the American economy imploded in the fall of 1929, it severely injured the global system of industrial production and trade. It was a wound not likely to heal quickly. The Republican administration of Herbert Hoover presumed capitalism would inevitably repair itself through its own built-in natural mechanism. By 1932, with American workers suffering 25% unemployment, massive underemployment, and deteriorating job conditions, what seemed inevitable was active government involvement to relieve the pain. The American people replaced Herbert Hoover with Franklin D. Roosevelt on the assumption he would try to do something. He promised a New Deal for those hurt by the Great Depression. Halfway into his first term, FDR signed into law two extraordinary pieces of legislation. The Social Security Act of 1935 provided relief to the unemployed and the promise of a dignified retirement. That same year, the Wagner Act set in motion machinery to empower working men and women to organize themselves in their struggle with corporate capitalism.